Hey there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're making our way through the book of Revelation, this book of the Bible that gives us a blessing as I read it and as you hear it, and I'm just so grateful to have this opportunity. It's such a privilege. All right, Revelation chapter 4 in the World English Bible, this is what it says. After these things, I looked and saw a door opened in heaven, and the first voice that I heard like a trumpet speaking with me was one saying, "Come up here, and I will show you the things which must happen after this." Immediately I was in the spirit. Behold, there was a throne set in heaven, and one sitting on the throne that looked like a jasper stone and a sardius. There was a rainbow around the throne like an emerald to look at. Around the throne were 24 thrones. On the thrones were 24 elders sitting dressed in white garments with crowns of gold on their heads. Out of the throne proceed lightnings, sounds, and thunders. There were seven lamps of fire burning before his throne, which are the seven spirits of God. Before the throne was something like a sea of glass, similar to crystal. In the middle of the throne and around the throne were four living creatures full of eyes before and behind. The first creature was like a lion, and the second creature like a calf, and the third creature had a face like a man, and the fourth was like a flying eagle. The four living creatures, each one of them having six wings, are full of eyes around and within. They have no rest, day and night, saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God, the Almighty, who was and who is and who is to come." When the living creatures give glory, honor, and thanks to Him who sits on the throne, to Him who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before Him who sits on the throne and worship Him who lives forever and ever, and throw their crowns before the throne, saying, "Worthy are you, our Lord and our God, the Holy One, to receive the glory, the honor, and the power, for you created all things, and because of your desire, they existed and were created." Mind if I pray for you? Holy, holy, holy is the Lord, the Almighty, who was and who is and who is to come. Lord, forgive us for not reverencing you. Forgive us for not realizing how other you are from us. Sometimes, Lord, in our familiarity with you, we forget that you are completely and utterly different, that you are high and lofty and lifted up. And Lord, as these creatures continually say, "Holy, holy, holy," over and over and over again, Lord, we want to be that way too. We want to have that posture of reverence and awe and worship. Forgive us for treating you like a chum, for treating you like a friend. And we're grateful that we have a friendship with you, but we also need to remember that you are sovereign over all, that you fill all in all, that you created the universe, you created the earth, the sun, the moon, the stars, the galaxies, the planets. And it makes me feel pretty small, Lord, but it also makes me feel extremely privileged and loved that you, who is high and lofty and created all things in the mountains that I see and the seas that I frolic in, that you, all those things that you created, you care about me, little tiny me on this big planet that is small to you. Lord, you have captured my heart. And you have given me so much life. And because of that, I just worship you. Lord, forgive us for the familiarity and help us to reverence you with holy awe. Lord, help us to be like these living creatures who give glory, honor, and thanks to you who sits on the throne. You live forever and ever and ever. There is no beginning of you. There is no end of you. Whereas we have a beginning and don't have an end because we'll live with you in eternity. You have no beginning. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the one who we revere and we worship. Lord, may our lives on this earth reflect your glory, reflect your holiness, that you could look at us and be pleased because of what Jesus has done inside of us. And so, Lord, we pray today and we say with the elders, worthy are you, O Lord, our God, the Holy One, to receive the glory, the honor, and the power. For you created all things, and because of your desire, they existed and were created. We love you and worship you today with holy reverence. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. And maybe after listening to this particular scripture passage, maybe you just want to spend some time on your knees. And I think that would be a really appropriate thing. You are loved, friend, and the Lord loves you so, so much.